Good morning. It is about 10:01 here at for the Raider Wrap. Jimmy LaRue joining you. Got some overcast skies going on for you today. Looks like today is Saturday, August 27th, the 239th day of 2022. There's 126 days left of the year. And today, slight chance of some showers or thunderstorms early on, then slight chance of some showers right around noon here today, and then some more showers this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a high of 81. Tonight looks like showers, thunderstorms likely, mainly between 7 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the morning, and then with a low around 66. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then a slight chance of showers, then gradually becoming mostly sunny and a high near 82. For tomorrow night, looks like showers possibly, and cooling off again throughout the evening around 64. And then for Monday, looks like mostly sunny skies at a high near 78. It's the second day of the state fair. Lots of stuff going on. And speaking of a lot of things going on, we've got a bunch of stuff going on. I believe it's Janet Smith joins me this morning. And Janet was the track coach in the spring and joined us. And we had a good time getting to know each other a little bit there. But now she's got a whole new role. She's got the boys cross country team that she's coaching now. Janet, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on? You loved it so much in the spring, you just had to do it in the fall, didn't you?
That's right. Well, this is my 17th year of teaching, or coaching. Going to be my 20th year of teaching, but I was excited to accept another head role here in the district, so picked up the head boys job for the fall. So super excited about that. The program has had one head coach for the duration of what we think the program has been forever, and we started looking into other towns or other schools in the AAA that only us and Hastings had one head coach for their whole team. And so to be a little bit more competitive and be able to train kids a little more specifically, we decided to make it a head coach for the boys and head coach for the girls.
How long have you coached the track team?
For the track, this was my fourth year and my first year as the head coach. So picked up two head coaching gigs here in the last 9 months.
Look at all that money you're making.
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely. We just got done with our 24-hour relay this morning about an hour ago. And so, you know, if you break it down for the money I get per hour, I don't know. Especially if you put it in 24 hours straight of running on the – we did it on the track, even though there were the cross-country team.
So. Just think of all that sleep you're going to get here in a few minutes. So, what is that 24-hour relay? Is it literally 24 hours and people just keep running all night or what?
That's what it is. It's our fundraiser and kind of doubles as a team bonding event here at the beginning of the season. And we fundraise for our training trip, which we got back from on Monday and Tuesday. We take about half the team down to Decorah, Iowa, and train on some hills and eat on the campus there at Luther and run the Trout River Trail as a long run down there. And so we fundraise for that because that can be quite an expensive trip, plus anything else that we're looking to, you know, need for the season, like a new team tent or things like that.
So you started yesterday, like at 9 o'clock in the morning?
We did. We started yesterday at 9 a.m. and we finished up today at 9 a.m.
So
how we do it, we start together as a team the first half hour. Everybody runs together. And then each athlete is asked to sign up for one or two time slots between then and then the last half hour. We all run together as well to wrap up the event together. And so kids got anywhere between 7 all the way up to, I think I heard, 14 miles within that 24 hours.
So when they sign up for a slot of time, if you will, is that a half an hour? Is it an hour? Is it mileage? What is that?
It's a half hour, so they run for half hour, and they usually sign up with a teammate, you know, a friend or somebody that they want to run with. And this isn't about pace or speed. It's just really about going and getting some endurance on the legs. So we weren't going super fast or anything like that. And, they run or jog for half an hour during their time slots that they signed up for. And then they can get pledges per mile that they end up totaling up at the end, or they can just get – flat donations from friends and family and neighbors and things like that.
Any idea how much money was raised?
I do not. Because we say, like, some of them can get pledges for how many miles they ran. Now this weekend they'll have to go tell their neighbor, hey, I ran, 10 miles. You owe me this much. So we'll be collecting all that as it comes in early next week. But we had, I think last year we ran almost 600 miles the whole time. I have yet to total up the board yet. So it got a little soggy. I might have to do a little, squinting to see if I can get all the mileage totaled up accurately. So.
And that was, you were just running on the track, just around in circles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And we reversed it a couple times because we don't want, people getting, one hip, a little sore from turning the same way over and over. So we suggested that they reverse directions every other time that they had their turns on the track.
Interesting. So how many people, at 4 o'clock in the morning, how many people are out there?
So there's only about two or three people running at any given time, other than that first half hour and that last half hour. So that it's just for sure that there's somebody running from our team for the whole 24 hours. So there's only a couple. And, there's glow sticks, and we bring floodlights out there, and the school district graciously lets us tent on the infield of the track, avoiding the sprinkler heads. And we got to make sure every year that we ask that the sprinklers don't wash the bell of night onto our tent. But we had some of our own sprinkles last night from about 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. So that was a little interesting. We had to take a little bit of a break and stay safe. But
so yeah, are people literally camping? Are some of the student athletes and just crashing out in tents?
Yeah. Yep. They take their turn. Sometimes we have to go wake up somebody for their next slot to come up and be like, hey, you're almost up. Come on, let's go. And,
so
other than that, there wasn't a lot of sleeping happening either. Some of them brought a Wii and an extension cord with a TV, and they played video games and watched movies and just hung out.
Was there any s'mores going on?
No s'mores, but
bummer.
This morning they did cook some pancakes. They had some griddles, and yep, it's quite the event.
Nice. So
yeah.
So what did they do? So you were doing the track. Any of your track mates, athletes, are they on your cross-country team?
Oh, sure, yeah. A lot of the distance track athletes are on the cross-country team because endurance sports are a year-round adventure to stay in shape for those sports. We have a lot of kids who do cross-country, then they do Nordic in the winter or swimming for boys, and then they do track in the spring. So, yeah, a lot of overlap there.
So when did you get together with the team? It's only been, like, what, a week, 10 days or something that you've had the opportunity to actually?
This is the end of the second week of practice. So we've had quite the 2 weeks because last Saturday, a week ago this morning, we were running our alumni race over at Carleton where we invite our alumni to come back and townies. And we do a two-mile race, and it kind of helps us make it a two-mile time trial to kind of see where our athletes are at to be able to pick our first, varsity lineup. And so that was last Saturday. We had 132 people running that between our team, alumni, and people from town came out to have fun doing that. And we have 52 boys on the team, and there's about 40-some girls. We're up to over 90 athletes. And then along with, like I said, the alumni and townies who come out and support the two-mile lap. That was last Saturday.
And when did you go to Decorah?
And then we went to Decorah on Monday and Tuesday. And then the rest of the team stayed back and did some training runs here who weren't able to go on that that training trip. And then we had a Wednesday, a Thursday normal practice, and then now we've been doing the 24-hour relay. So lots of opportunities for team bonding and getting to know each other. And we call it type 2 fun.
Yeah.
You know what type 2 fun is?
It sounds like type 2 fun. I mean, sounds like I'm ready to take a nap right now just hearing about it, really, to be honest with you. That's a lot of running.
Teachers went back to work this week, too. We went back to workshops on Thursday. So it was a full week for sure.
So were you up all night?
I was not up all night. I went to sleep for about an hour and a half at my house. And then I was on the midnight to 5 a.m. shift.
Oh, nice.
And then I went home and slept for a couple hours and came back for the end of it to help clean up and prep.
Well, I'm assuming you ran too, right?
Well, of course.
The last half hour?
In with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I figured that. Was Nicole on that too, or did she not be able to participate with that today?
No, she was participating mostly yesterday. She actually is heading to Gustavus for her own alumni race that her and her husband are alums from. So she's out of town this morning at that.
And Nicole, of course, is doing the girls' cross-country team. So
yep.
That took a lot. I'm sure that took some stuff off of her a little bit. That must have been nice. A little pressure off of that. So, but you said you got 54 boys running?
Yeah, I think 52, but I heard there's maybe a couple more that are, you know, through word of mouth that we're having a fun time that are going to be coming out here this week. So, yeah, we're up to about 52 maybe by the end of the week.
Wow. How many people? Yeah. So let's talk about the season real quick. When do you start? When do you actually start competition?
This coming Thursday, we will be running at the St. Olaf Showcase, so right here in town. That'll be our first event. We get to run 15 in the varsity race, which puts the pressure off of me a little bit to have to hone in a varsity lineup. So we get to run basically everybody who performed at the top 15 at the alumni race gets to run varsity next week. And then the JV will have a big showing there. Our new athletes who maybe are seventh graders or just haven't ever ran before, we are going to have them come and just watch and see how it goes. And then kind of learn and take that in. And then their first meet will be the following week, our first week of school, the Friday that week in Faribault. And they'll get to run a little bit shorter distance at that first race because they have like a C distance instead of a full 5K. 5K is 3.1 miles. And so we ease them in a little bit just because we want them to have a good first experience. But most of the team will be competing this Thursday at St. Olaf.
Okay. I was going to say, with 54 people, how many people actually run every race? Or can everybody run? Or does you only have
everybody
to have six?
Runs. Yeah, everybody runs. That's the beauty of our sport. We don't make cuts, and everybody gets to run, and we all improve each week, each month, and, yeah, we just become better runners throughout the season. So
I know last year they had a couple make it to state, I believe, and they were always highly competitive. What's your projection for the boys' cross-country team this year? Is there any returning state finalists or anything like that? Or what do you got for potential? Or how do you gauge what the expectations are?
Yeah, so we have Nathan Amundsen. He's back as a senior who's qualified for state the last 2 years. So he's obviously looking strong and looking to have a great senior year. We've got some surprises coming up that put in some really great summer training. Also, some returning like freshmen who were coming on strong as eighth graders, believe it or not, on the varsity that will be returning to bring some good speed. And then we even have a bunch of new kids who just kind of come up and like, wow, you're going to be fast. And I'm so excited to see where they're going to be at. So I think we're going to surprise some people. I believe we placed fourth or fifth in the conference. And so I definitely think we're top half worthy this season, and we'll see where it shakes out.
So you've had 2 weeks to work with them, and most of them, if they were, conscious of what's going on, they were probably running through the summer and doing different things, but they were probably just running on their own, right? So there was really no structure behind all that, because you now have...
Sorry to interrupt you. The captains put on summer practices every day, Monday through Friday, throughout the summer, and they have different training mileage goals to try to meet for those who are veteran and upperclassmen all the way down to the newcomers. So they take on a big role for us, the captains, putting on those summer practices. Our highest mileage group, the boys, put in 450 miles over the summer, and then all the way down to some kids who put in like 50 to 100 miles over the summer. So they're, a lot of them are coming in ready to go.
Wow. So do you give them sort of a format of what you should be working on or something like that? Or how does that work?
Yeah, us coaches put together kind of a program of, you know, building up to that mileage through the, throughout the summer so that they have a really good base. And it's not even just the miles. Sometimes we have them doing some hills and doing some, you know, speed training and things like that. So they don't have to, of course, but it obviously makes them better and more prepared and less injury prone if they come into the season with a lot of that base.
So now that you've had them for 2 weeks, do you do strength training and different things like that as well? Or are they in the gym, or are they just basically strapping on their tennis shoes and out running around the street?
Yeah, so the beauty of splitting the boys and girls, we're still one program, but being able to separate once or twice a week and go do our own thing is the boys have been getting into the weight room twice a week, and we do, you know, specific gender lifting versus the girls need more hip stuff and the boys need more strength in terms of like their quads. And so we are able to get them that. And then we do band work with kind of these big giant rubber bands. And we actually talk a lot of the first couple of weeks that our practice isn't just the run. The practice is the core and the mobility and the stretching and all the things. So practice doesn't just happen with the running time.
So what are you going to do with the rest of your day? Are you just going to sleep, or what's going on?
Well, actually, I'm standing outside the middle school watching. Well, I'm going to go in and watch my daughter swim at their mock meet. She's on the swim and dive team, going in ninth grade this year.
Well, very good then. I guess I better let you go. You've had a long evening and a successful evening by the sounds of it. So when's the first? So when is it? St. Olaf is the first event. When is it? Thursday?
Yep. September 1st, Thursday, and I believe our first race kicks off at 9 a.m. So if anybody wants to come over and see us, it's Thursday.
And is there a particular course that they run, or how do they run that up there?
I'm sure it's probably really similar to the state meet course. That's why we kind of like to get over there. Plus, you know, we're so close. But yeah, it's a 5K loop. It starts kind of down by the soccer field, loops back by the baseball diamonds, kind of in a little loop, and then comes back around into a prairie loop, goes up a hill, and comes back around kind of back by the tennis court. So, yeah, they've got a nice setup over there, and, looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, hey, Janet, thank you for joining me this morning, and I'll let you get back to doing your stuff, and we'll hopefully catch up to you again later. And I think I'm going to have Nicole on, hopefully not next week, but probably the week after that. So it'll be fun. We'll get an update of how the cross-country team is doing and what's going on. So wish you the best of luck.
Yeah,
thanks for joining us. I'm glad you were able to join and be a part of the Raider Wrap this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Alrighty. Janet Smith, head coach of the boys cross country team. And we'll have Blake Klain coming up here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Days are longer. Time for things like camping, hiking, fishing, water sports. Time to get rid of your glasses and contacts. Time for you to think about LASIK. Are you a little nervous? Most people are. Come on in, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We will walk you through it and we'll hold your hand. Dr. Miller, Dr. Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Hi, I'm Artie Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. A development that's been very popular with people from Rice County is Pete's Hill. Located in Elko, the development has extra-large single-family lots and twin home lots available. It's located on the highest point in Scott County. Barrier-free twin homes have 30-foot deep garages and over 3,300 square feet available. Come visit us during the Parade of Homes.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
The team at Witt Brothers Auto Care would like to thank Northfield and the surrounding communities for naming them 2022's Best Auto Repair Shop. Stop down to 701 Division Street and visit the staff at Witt Brothers, nominated as the best mechanics in southern Minnesota, to make sure your vehicle is ready for all of your summer travel plans. Visit Witt Brothers in downtown Northfield to make sure you get the best service for all of your automotive, maintenance, and repair needs. The voters have spoken, and when you need the best of the best, Witt Brothers is here for you.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080. Don't forget to check back with us. If you missed any of this morning's program with Janet Smith or anything else that's going on, we encourage you to go to kymnradio.net, and you can listen back. Just select programs, select the Raider Wrap, and then click on the little emblem down towards the bottom where it's a little sound emblem. And you can listen back to all the fun and excitement that we have right here on the program this morning. And, of course, we got Liz Campbell will be interviewing the volleyball captain, Sydney James, Annalise Larson, and Tegan Timperley. That's all coming up for you here in just a couple of minutes. And along with Blake Kane, the girls' soccer coach, will be joining me here momentarily. Quick look at the weather. Slight chance of some showers throughout the day. High of around 81. For tonight, looks like chance of showers, thunderstorms cooling off to around 66. And then for tomorrow, a chance of some showers or thunderstorms and a high near 82. Tomorrow night, showers are likely. And then partly cloudy, cooling off to around 64. But sunshine and 78 expected for Monday. We've got a lot of overcast skies currently in the area, and we are at about 70, believe it or not, right here this morning on KYMN. Welcome in to the studio this morning is Blake Kane, the girls' soccer head coach. Blake, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
We haven't, I don't think I've had you in here, and actually, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, I won't say it's a shakeup, but there's been a lot of changes in the programs. So just like the cross country team, Now they got Janet. Now you got a girls coach and a boys coach for soccer.
That's right.
Right. So right. And then is this your first year here for Northfield?
This is officially my first year coaching the girls high school team. Yeah, I've been involved with soccer in Northfield for a number of years. I have two boys that have both been through the Northfield Soccer Association program. I actually happen to be the board president of that same program, and have been involved with that organization for a number of years. But this is my first year coaching the girls' high school team. I could not be more excited to be out there with them. They're just a great bunch to work with, and it's been an amazing opportunity.
So your boys went through the program. Did you coach them at all?
I've coached, both of them, on and off. My oldest one, unfortunately, is not playing soccer anymore, but my younger one is still heavily involved, and I coach him during the summertime. He's a 10-year-old now, and so his same group I've had the privilege of working with for a number of years on and off here.
Yeah, and you said you were a part of the association.
That's
so
right.
How does the association work in conjunction with the high school teams? Or how does that all work? How does that all come together?
Well, I would say it's kind of a budding relationship now that I sort of have 2 feet in each door. But we hope it to be an even more dynamic relationship, right? Just the, kind of methods and principles that we'll teach, the kids from the very get-go. And right, what I have prioritized at the high school level is fun and having a good time and really getting kind of back to enjoying the sport, right? And that aligns with a lot of the principles that we put forward in NSA as well.
So is the association, that's a year-round program? People participate?
So we have, it really is the most flourishing, I guess, in the summertime, right? We get going as soon as April and work all the way through July with that one. And just now kind of kicking off our fall program, which coincides with, kind of the middle school and high school side. And then just recently, right, we've opened up winter training, and so the ability to work out of the Dundas Dome has been a huge asset for our program. And then for our kids coming up and eventually, like I said, playing in middle school and high school.
So you get the girls' soccer team.
Yep.
Did you monitor them at all last year? Were you there at the meets? Were you watching some of that stuff? I mean, what's your familiarity with the team now that you're the head coach?
So I would say first and foremost, I'm a soccer fan, right? And so I've always been pretty keenly tuned into both the girls and boys at the high school side. I've been to matches. I know there's a lot of overlap on people involved with the programs and what I've done on the Northfield Soccer Association side. So I've been a fan, for a long, long time. I got the job, I guess, back in about April or May of this year. And so had the opportunity to watch some of these girls play over the summer on their summer club teams, whether it's here in Northfield or up with the Minnesota Thunder Academy or up in Lakeville. But, you know, really had a chance to get out and kind of check them out before starting to work with them this fall.
So what possessed you to become the coach, or what inspired you to become the coach?
A number of things. It really, truly, I would give all the credit to my father. So I was born and raised in Rochester, Minnesota. I had the privilege of playing for the very, very first team ever at Rochester Luard High School. And how that came to kind of fruition, my dad actually was the one to start the program and started for me, of all things. I grew up playing soccer. Like I said, it's my passion. It's my kind of first love. And, you know, getting into high school, we didn't have that. And so he was the first one to start that program. He was the first coach, right? He had a lot of success. He won 3 different state championships with that team. And so a lot of the behaviors that I have out on the field in terms of, you know, just supporting the athletes, you know, and creating that environment all came from him. So my original love for coaching came from my dad, right? And it's just something I've been passionate about. I had the opportunity to play in college. And ever since being in college and graduating and kind of stopping my playing career, I've been coaching.
And then how did you get offered? Did you get offered this? Did you apply for this?
How did I did, work? Yeah. So I applied for it, you know, through the high school and went through the interview process and had the opportunity to speak with then AD Joel Olson, right? And worked with Joel for quite a while and have had a really great relationship with Bubba Sullivan now coming in at the high school.
Awesome. So let's talk to the girls. How are they doing out there? It's been 2 weeks. There's been no matches, right? Your first one's coming up this week, I believe.
That's right. And actually, our first match is today. We're heading up to Prior Lake this afternoon. Our junior varsity side plays at 1 o'clock, and then our varsity's at 3. But other than that, the season's been absolutely phenomenal so far. We started out under some really, really challenging circumstances. We, unfortunately, the week leading into our first part of camp there, we lost one of our players, Melanie Valencia, who was to be a freshman this year, was riding her bike to captain's practice and was struck and killed.
Oh my!
On the way to the fields. And so, you know, the entire program, you know, was absolutely heartbroken. And so everything that we will do this season will be to kind of honor and remember Melanie as a player and a person, you know, and as someone who belonged to our program as a teammate and as a friend, you know. And so that has been really difficult. And actually, this is the second year now where we've started out under some really tough, adverse circumstances with the car accident that it impacted a number of our players to start last season. And so, you know, one of the things that I've been amazed with the team about right away is their tenacity, their ability to kind of overcome all of those really big challenges, right? And they've been dedicated and the energy has been so high, and we went through tryouts. We had 3 really good days of tryouts, got teams selected. And, you know, ever since then, it's just sort of been nose to the grindstone and we have been absolutely on fire. And so we'll bring that into our game today, that same level of energy, and could not be more excited for it.
So they know enough to take a negative and make it into a positive.
I think so.
So they take it on themselves. And
yeah. And I, you know, it's been a level of catharsis for a lot of these players, right? Soccer is what they know. It's what they've been doing their entire lives, you know. And so, like I said, we'll take that, you know, that experience of sport and being together, and then we'll transform that into, you know, how we honor our teammate.
So how do you as a coach, I mean, it obviously it affected you too. There's no doubt about it, right? And you being a parent, different things like that. And how do you, I mean, those first few days had to have been just crazy. How does a coach, how do you kind of separate yourself? And then what do you do to help kind of bring everyone together on that?
Well, I think it's a couple of things, right? It's being able to appeal to that human side, right? And, you know, kind of get down and just say, look, I am here for you, right? The focus is, you know, the focus shifted completely to the players. There were a lot of resources, you know, and a huge amount of recognition to the staff at Northfield High School, you know, with Bubba and that entire counseling service, because literally the next day they were out on the field with the players offering their support. So the school itself, you know, and the entire system from Dr. Hillman on down have been absolutely phenomenal and just extremely supportive. So that's been a huge help. you know, but being able to tell the players, you know, from that very first day to say, look, I am here for you. Whatever you need of me, whatever you need of my entire staff, we're here for you. We support you. You know, and so, you know, past that, we get down to it, right? We give them that avenue to be able to, you know, express grief or ask questions of us. But past that, I mean, we give them the ability to play, right? And just be there for them. And so, yeah, it was challenging. But like I said, they've been, their perseverance has been remarkable.
So how many people, so there's a tryout. So there's a lot of people on the soccer team, right?
There are.
How many are on, how many, does everyone make the team somehow, or but you have to then select varsity, junior varsity, and then is there a third team or a fourth team, or
so this year we have almost 40 players total, and I would imagine we'll probably hit that 40 number here shortly. And so we've been able to split that out into two different teams. We opted for a roster of 18 players for our varsity side, and the rest have the ability to experience the junior varsity side. You know, at various points in the program, we've had the ability to have three different teams. For the last couple, you know, kind of even pre-COVID, right, we had two teams. And so we'll continue that this year, but I'm really, really hopeful of the trajectory of the program being able to expand that out into three teams. But 18 players that I am very, very happy with on the varsity side right now.
Very nice. And with those 18, do they, so I'm under the myth, if you will, is that as a soccer player, you participate the entire time. If you come out, you can't go back in. Has that changed in some sort of a realm? If you got 18 players, do you get to rotate them, or how's that
work? Yeah, so the nice thing about, you know, high school and even into college is it's kind of free-flowing substitution. So if you go out of the game, you're allowed to come back into the game. Once you get into the higher ranks, right, once you come off the field, you're off the field. But soccer and at the high school and junior level and even into college, like I said, is a little more free-flowing than that. And so I have 18 players. You know, the style of offense that I choose to run is very up-tempo. It's a lot faster paced. And so, you know, I am very grateful to have a deep bench like this, because we literally tap into all the players, you know, in some way, shape, or form. And so it is, you know, a mix of ages and personalities, but 18 players who will all play a part this season. There's
awesome.
No doubt.
So Prior Lake today, what's your expectations today? Going into it, I mean, I don't know. Do you know how good Prior Lake is? Is it going to be a battle? What's going on?
Yeah, so I would say we have a really challenging front half of the season with a couple of tough non-conference battles. So we have Prior Lake. We have Farmington right away next week. We play both of the Lakeville schools, which will all be really challenging contests. There's no doubt about it. But in terms of getting a feel for who we are as a team, how we want to operate, you know, formation wise, this will be a really good test kind of going into our conference schedule. We, you know, my personal expectation is to challenge towards the top half of the Big Nine, which I think is definitely doable. All of the Rochester teams present a challenge as always. Mankato's, Owatonna will be kind of I would call it our chief rival, you know, and so being able to get ready for that, you know, into conference play is a big, big deal for me. So just as a first time coach, kind of to see these players out there, it'll be great. I mean, we have a really sort of heavy on our senior leadership. We have six players that are seniors starting and a seventh when one of our captains, Millie Boovin, will be back from a knee injury. But it's super excited because we have players that are kind of filling in behind them. We have a couple of really strong juniors. Our goalie, Gracie Freiberg, is a remarkably strong player. Alana Clary, Amelia Rosenhammer, and then sophomores, right? We have Olivia Rasmussen and a couple of other really strong younger players that are going to kind of come in and fill up those behind her.
Well, awesome. Sounds like it's going to be a little bit of a fun, it's going to be a fun and bonding kind of a season for you guys.
Yeah, I think so. That's all we can ask at this point, right, is to come back out and put the fun back into this program for sure.
Awesome. Blake Kane, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
All right, that is Blake Kane, our head coach for the girls soccer team, and that's Prior Lake this afternoon, 3 o'clock. They'll be taking them on if you want to venture on up there. We've still got more to come here on the Raider Wrap. Liz Campbell will be interviewing the volleyball captains. That's all coming up right here on KYMN.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Heritage Bank is proud to be a locally owned bank that cares about Northfield. They know that their success depends on the success of their customers and their community. Heritage Bank is a proud supporter of Northfield area athletics and would like to wish the best of luck to the Northfield Raiders in all of their sports seasons. Whether you are a player or a coach, Heritage Bank is proud of all of your hard work and excited to be cheering you on. Come visit the mortgage and real estate professionals at Heritage Bank, and they will guide you through the home buying process with ease. They look forward to serving you.
For a football team to be successful, they need to have all the pieces in place. First-time homebuyers do too, and let's be honest, there are a lot of pieces. I'm Chad Greenway, and I'm talking Franzen Bank and Trust Mortgages. The local mortgage consultants at Franzen Bank will help you put the pieces in place when you're buying your first home. Download their homebuyer's guide today at franzenbank.com/get there.
In Dundas, Northfield, contact Jan Stanton. Franzen Bank and Trust. Real people, real results. NMLS number 769611. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Days are longer. Time for things like camping, hiking, fishing, water sports. Time to get rid of your glasses and contacts. Time for you to think about LASIK. Are you a little nervous? Most people are. Come on in, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We will walk you through it and we'll hold your hand. Dr. Miller, Dr. Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
If there's one thing we have learned over the previous few years, it's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap. Of course, today is Saturday, August 27th, the 239th day of 2022. Did you know that in 1955, the Guinness Book of Records debuted on this date in 1955? That seems like it's been around forever, but not quite. Back in 1967, Beatles manager Brian Epstein dies of a drug overdose, and Lyndon Baines Johnson was born in 1908 on this date in history. 72 is your current forecast. We got some overcast skies. Looks like it's going to be overcast throughout the rest of the day, maybe a high of 81. Still continued cloudiness all the way through this evening into tomorrow. Tomorrow, again, a high around 82. And then for tomorrow night, cooling off to around 64, making way to sunshine and a high near 78 on Monday. Looks like for Tuesday, it's going to be a high around 76. Going to get a little bit windy out there. Wednesday looks like sunshine as well, 72. And then Wednesday night, 51 for the overnight low, so cooling off a little bit. And then it's mostly sunny with a high near 73 going into the Labor Day weekend. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. And of course, and then following that, next week, at the end of next week, we got the defeated Jesse James days coming, and it'll be back now for its second year here. So a lot of people getting back out on the road doing some different things. The State Fair, for example, I don't know if you've been watching the news or whatnot, but people are out and about, and they finally are getting back and getting back to some normalcy, if you will, without the masking and different things like that. So the crowds they're seeing record crowds out there. So hopefully we'll see some record crowds as well for the defeat of Jesse James days coming up here in just about a week or or so. So we look forward to that. What else do we look forward to? We look forward to talking to Liz Campbell. Liz Campbell was able to track down the volleyball captains earlier in the week, and she wanted to find out what's going on in this week's Meet the Raider. Liz, what's up?
Good morning, KYMN listeners. I am your host, Liz Campbell, here today with girls volleyball captains Sydney Janes, Annalise Larson, and Tegan Timperley, and you are listening to the Raider Wrap. How are you guys doing today?
Good. We're good, thanks.
Okay, so just a little get to know you guys. Mm-hmm. What grades are you all in?
We're all seniors.
Yeah. Yep. Last year of high school.
Ooh, how are you guys feeling about that?
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. I am too.
I think we're all super excited. We have our first game tomorrow, so we're all a little nervous, but really excited.
Yeah. That is exciting. Okay, and how many years have all of you guys been in volleyball?
I think I started in third grade.
I started when I was seven, so probably beginning of second grade.
Mm-hmm. I think second or third grade is when I started too.
And so what made you join volleyball?
My sister played, and so then I would, like, go to all of her tournaments and all of her games and watch, and it was really fun.
Mine would also be my sister. Her third grade teacher got her into volleyball, and I always was, like, watching her and just loved the game, so then I started as well.
I think I started because my mom, she was a college volleyball coach for a long time, so I was always growing up in the gym and stuff, but what made me stick with it, especially I think all of us, is the team sportness, I guess, of volleyball, but also like the skill and just the intensity of each game.
And do you guys play any other sports besides volleyball?
Nope. Volleyball's it.
Yeah.
Have you ever played any other sports, or has it always just been like, oh, volleyball?
Yeah.
Always.
I played basketball until freshman year of high school. Mm-hmm. So
I played all different sports, literally every genre of sport. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I think I did a whole bunch too, but I think once we all got older, a lot of us play club volleyball now, so it's year-round volleyball for most of us.
Mm-hmm. And have you all, like, have you played together since you were all little?
Cindy and I started together
in third grade, yeah. And then I think we started playing with Tegan in fifth grade.
Yeah, it's been like in and out. Kind of.
Yeah.
Like some years we're on the same team, but yeah, when we were younger, we were all on the same team.
Mm-hmm. So this is your last season of volleyball, last season of high school volleyball. Mm-hmm. You were obviously all here last season. How was last season for all of you individually?
Well, personally, I think it was a pretty good year. I had a shoulder injury in the beginning of the season. So that kind of prevented me from, I don't know, kind of really working into some of the nitty-gritty stuff of hitting. I mean, I could do blocking, of course, but I couldn't really do a lot of hitting. So that kind of held me back a little bit, but now I'm all good and I'm hitting.
Last season was really good, I think, especially because we were the only three people that were still there from the year mm-hmm. before. So I think everybody handled it really well. And I think that, like, for having such a new team, we played really well, I would say. But, yeah, it was just a super fun year. And this year is going to be super fun, too.
Yeah, I would say from last year, it was definitely, like, a season of growth. Because we were the only three returners, we had a whole new squad lined up. So and a lot of young people, too. Like, even this year, we have a lot of sophomores and juniors returning. So just growing from the beginning to the season to the end is what we're excited for this year.
How do you think, you kind of already went over this, but how do you think last season went for the whole team?
I think really well, just for like starting. I think that we had like a couple upsets that we definitely, like some matches we definitely could have won, I would say. But I think overall it was a good season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Cindy said, there's definitely a lot of growth, definitely, because there was a lot of young people on the team, and that kind of, I don't know, everything was kind of just raw.
Yeah,
and, like,
everything
fresh,
was new.
So,
I think it was getting used to each other, and that was our first time everyone playing together, so it took a little bit, but especially this year, we're excited because everyone has been playing club volleyball, so we're a lot more prepared, I feel like, this year.
Yeah.
And so kind of latching on to that, what do you want to improve this year with the team, either as captains or as teammates or just things that you notice about the team?
I feel like not only our, like, actual physical game of it, but I think also, like, the mental aspect of it and just being, like, mentally strong and stuff and like like into the game, I feel like, and like the mental side and like being able to push through those hard matches. And I think also like actually the playing part of it, I would say just connecting as a team and stuff, because we're doing a lot of different rotations right now. Mm-hmm. And so I think just keeping everyone cool, calm, and collected, I guess.
Okay. And so what made all of you guys want to be captains?
Well, so at our high school, the coaches basically choose since, and
when
it was our year, yeah, which is kind of interesting. We didn't really have to, like, run for captain.
Yeah, it was kind of like group vote.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
interesting.
Yeah. The coaches.
No, we didn't. Not our year.
Oh.
Because, first of all this, like, our year, when we were juniors, the whole class, two ages, oh my gosh, how do I say this? So, our 10th grade season.
Take your time. We're all good.
Yeah, our 10th grade season, everyone else on the team were seniors. So, like, there's seven people that graduated, I think. And so there's kind of, like, no one else that could be captain except for us. But I feel like we all wanted to be captain.
Yeah, I think that, so that one year when we were sophomores, the seniors were definitely leading, but definitely showing us ways we can lead, I guess. So it was easy for us to fill the position because we were ready to, like, bring in the younger people the way they brought us in, I guess. And I think we're all leaders on the court, like, physically and mentally, and helping everybody just get through matches, I guess. So.
Yeah.
And what are you excited for with being captains?
I think it's just fun for us. I feel like to, like, welcome all the younger girls. Like, I know for me personally, I love, like, making connections with the younger ones and stuff, and, like, going to places with them and, like, making connections outside of the game. And so I just remember I loved, like, having the older girls always welcome me and stuff. And, like, my sister was captain, so, like, having her being so welcoming to all of us and just, like, encouraging us. And I think I just, like, wanted to do that as well to the younger girls.
Yeah. Definitely, like, when we were younger, all the seniors and all the older girls, just they influenced us a lot. And I think that's a privilege, because we get to influence all the younger girls now and, like, help them grow as people, which is really fun.
Okay, literally. And so what are you guys most excited for this upcoming season, your senior season?
I don't know. I feel like just getting into the rhythm and flow with the team, because that is, like, the best point of volleyball, when you guys just work so well together that it's just like a machine. And I don't know, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, I think we've been playing together, again, for a really long time now, I think, with all these new people. And, again, the connections are flowing, and we're getting better, I think, every day. And being able to start jumping into the competition and the season again will be really nice, and especially because COVID's hopefully not affecting anything this year, which will be one of our first seasons with nothing affecting it. So I think that's really exciting, too.
I think also it's, like, the thought that we could actually go very far this year, too, just having, like, one last season. And I think that we're going to be a really strong team. So
and just, like, having fun. Like, senior season,
excited.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, so this season, so what are some team goals?
I think we started making goals as a team with, like, the physical, like, how many games you win, that sort of thing, but also on the mental side. So we made, like, goals for ourselves in games. Ooh, okay. And then you can list the...
Yeah, okay. So our big goals that we have, like, for the end of the year would definitely be to win the conference first and then go to state and then eventually medal at state would be our biggest goal. And then going off of, like, the mental side of things and, like, as a team goal would be just, like, communication always on the court, staying loud, being level-headed in those tough matches, consistency in our playing, trusting each other, and then always just, like, positivity on the court and always just relaxing and keeping our cool.
Those are some good goals. So what specific things are you doing this year to reach those goals and to kind of just, like, stay on track with what you want to happen?
Well, definitely for most of the mental stuff, like, we always not that we, like, check in with each other, but we kind of notice people's reactions on stuff when we play, and then we kind of just like talk to them about
it. I think another thing was forming these connections has made it easier to talk to people on and off the court. So like Annalise was saying, being able to get people up when they're down, that sort of thing. And then I think one thing that we're doing is definitely like focus fun practice. That's what we called it in like club season was, I think we're putting a lot more focus, I guess, into all of, like the skills and stuff we're learning, but also making sure that we're relaxed and having fun with each other and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I would say adding on to that, like the focus part of it is that we're just like, also because we're so close with everyone, we're able to like push each other as well. So I think in practice, like we know what drills that we actually have to like go hard in and stuff. And so I think we like recognize that, and then the whole team recognizes it as well. And so we just like work extra hard, I guess.
And it's kind of like getting into that flow and like that machine that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Going into that. Okay, and so there are team goals, and then what do you guys want to see the team accomplish this year? Like, well, leaving your senior season, what do you want to have, like, left behind for them, and what do you want to have them, like, accomplished before you leave?
Well, I would definitely say I'd love to see, like, I don't know, the sophomores and juniors just gain more confidence, because sometimes we have to, at least last year, not so much this year, we have to, like, kind of support them more because they were really new to it all, which is not, like, of course it's like that. So definitely see them gain some confidence because, like, then they're going to have to lead the program next year, and they're going to do a great job. So
I think we have so many talented young people. I think it is really just the confidence because they're all obviously really talented, but it's just gaining those – like outward communicational skills, I guess, and just confidence in their own skills that they can help each other with.
Yeah. I think also like leaving an impact on them because they will be like running the program, I guess, next year. And so just like leaving them with like a positive remark, I guess, from us so that like they can feel good going into next season as well.
So, like I said, senior season. Looking forward into college, are any of you playing collegiately? If so, where? What's up with our college volleyball?
Yeah, so I'm playing at South Dakota School of Mines out in Rapid City.
I'll be going to the University of North Dakota up in Grand Forks to play volleyball.
And then I'm committed to the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's very exciting. And so, what are you all, I know it's a very long ways away, but what are you excited for your first college seasons?
Well, so at the camp this summer, I met like the freshmen or like the girls a year older than me, and they're all so nice and I love them, and I don't know, I'm just excited for kind of being more in charge of my own, not success, but progress and stuff. Like right now, sure, we have, like we do lifting, we do club, but like at college, it's more like self-motivated, I guess. At least for D2 volleyball.
Just being on that college level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, well, my school actually got new coaches this year, and I absolutely love them. And so I'm just really excited to like actually be able to be coached by them officially, and just I also love the team so much and like all the connections I've made with the girls already, and just being able to play at that collegiate level my first year and just be with everyone, I guess.
I'm super excited to grow as a player under the amazing coaches that I'll get to play under, but also just going to college and experiencing something different at obviously a new state far away, but I think just the new experiences and growing as a player.
And what are you all majoring in?
So I'm going to go into mechanical engineering with a minor in aerospace, hopefully, if that doesn't, like, make me go crazy. But, yeah, that's the goal. And then with that, I'm hoping to go into some aerospace engineering field, probably, I don't know, in California. Well, oh, hold on. I want to go and get my master's in aerospace too out in California, and then go into an aerospace engineering field somewhere.
Okay. I would really like to major in aviation with a minor in Spanish because I've been taking that forever. And then my goal would be to start with commercial piloting, and then hopefully eventually I could go into like private airplanes, private plane. So, yeah.
Let's just say my plan's a little bit different because I'm not really sure what I want to do yet, but I'm really, yeah, I'm glad I committed to a school that has a lot of options for me, so maybe something with businesses or sciences. Yeah.
That's a great plan. Okay, sorry, I got off track. Okay, so this summer we've kind of had a theme going with Raider Rap, or at least the segments that I do, I've tried to keep a theme about mental health and athletes. Mm-hmm. And so not super recently, but somewhat recently, there's been a lot more awareness about mental health in athletes and just trying to make people understand it a little bit more and just awareness in general. Mm-hmm. And so what is your take on mental health in athletes in general?
Well, I think in order to be at your top performance, you have to, like, not only physically be in, like, good shape, but mentally you have to, like, I don't know, always be in check, you know?
I would say my family, like my mom and my sister and I, have always had this little theme about mental health and stuff. I guess we haven't really like said mental health, but like it's the theme. And my mom's always said PMA, and it stands for positive mental attitude. It's just a fun little quirky thing that we have. So we've always said that and stuff, and like me and my sister playing volleyball for so long now, we just always keep that in our mind and stuff. And I think a big part of it is just like relaxing and like having the confidence and just like, yeah, honestly, confidence and like believing in yourself and just always staying positive, I think.
Yeah, I'd say what I was gonna say earlier is that this season, during club, my team, we had really good mental game. We didn't have all the skill in the world, but we had great mental game, and so we were able to beat a lot of teams that were older, or not older, but better than us. And so I feel like being, I don't know, there's just this, it's a balance where you have to have a life outside of volleyball kind of to be really good inside of volleyball. Like, you can't go like 100% in volleyball and then like 10% in social life or something. Like, you have to have that outside of volleyball.
You have to have like a balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very much. I agree.
I don't know what I should say. I have like a lot of different random opinions.
Say them all.
I think
whatever you think.
With just mental health and awareness in general, with everything that's been happening, I think it's good that the awareness is spreading, because playing sports collegiately is really hard on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But I think spreading the awareness can help people to be more open and have the conversations more, because I think having people like your teammates there or your coaches, mm-hmm. Having your back and being able to understand how you're feeling about like how your mental health is doing at different points. And then I think just kind of what Tegan was saying is just, I think enjoying the sport while you can, because we can only play it for so long. And mm-hmm. I think just enjoying like the fun parts of it, playing with your teammates, that sort of thing is what makes it good.
Yeah. Definitely. Kind of like destigmatizing like beliefs around mental health. Like, go talk to a therapist if you need to. Or go talk to your teammates and, like, you know you won't get judged by that. Like, mm-hmm. especially when there's kind of like position insecurities, I guess. Like, you might not know if you have a spot. That's where a lot of like college mm-hmm. stuff, because usually they like, stack teams with players. So that kind of, I know, stresses some people out. But just talking to your teammates and, like...
Mm-hmm. And having the conversation.
And also, like, having... Well, I already said it, but having a life outside of football. But, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then, is there anything that you guys do personally? Like, you said PMA. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you guys do personally that really helps you with mental health in volleyball or just in general? Like, things that you tell yourself as an athlete?
Well, sometimes, like, okay, so sometimes, especially this year, I get very nostalgic, and, like, kind of, that caused me to, like, get out of the moment, and, like, I'll get kind of sad about stuff, but then I realize, no, I'm lucky to have this feeling, mm-hmm. and, because there's something that makes me feel this way, and so I don't know, it's, I kind of try to look at things from a different perspective a lot. My dad is huge on it and all that stuff, so he always gives me little tools and tricks, but...
Mm-hmm. I would say going off of that, so the PMA, and then also my dad's big about saying, like, you always say things like, I can instead of, like, I can't, or, like, I will instead of I won't, or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and just that, like, the positive self-talk is, like, the most important thing with athletes. And so I think just always having that, and then, like, catching yourself when you notice yourself saying something negative, and then you just, like, have that feeling even mm-hmm. more.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was really good. Something like that, I would just say, so the positive self-talk, just enjoying yourself. And I think for me what really helps is just being able to recognize when I'm in situations where I'm feeling a little stressed out, and just realize that it's just a game when it comes down to it, and it's all about having fun and being with your teammates and that sort of thing. So I think...
It's not...
I know, it's not a big deal. I don't know how to say it. Like, it's like...
Like, just, it's...
When like, it comes down to it, it's not...
Just kind of bubbling it down and saying, like, okay. Yeah. I know what you're trying to say.
I just can't think of the word.
I don't know how to use... Just like... It really bothers me.
Like, it's very much like... You feel... What you feel, and it's, like, real, you know? There's, like, more to the world than that, you know, than those feelings. Those
like,
are temporary.
Those feelings are valid.
Yeah.
But also, it's easy to get in your own head and, like, blow it out of proportion.
I think recognizing when you are in a state in your head or mental, like, where you're stressing out, that sort of thing, I think what's really helped me is moving outward, is being able to communicate more with my teammates, or just being able to encourage their successes as well and, like, cheering them on. So that will help me feel better in the end and help us be more successful as a team.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say, like, if you're feeling down, kind of, like, lean on your teammates without, like, bringing them down with you. Like, because what we were talking about earlier, like, they'll offer you support. Mm-hmm. And, like, definitely a big thing for me is when you see someone else, like, kind of playing a little lower than they usually play or something, you kind of have to pick up their, like, where they're coming short, pick up there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, or if I don't know, if I'm passing in the back row ever, then the other passers in the back row, or, like, Maddie at the net, our other middle, will, like, see that and be like, okay, guys, we got to put up a bigger block because Annalise is back there. You know, it's, like, that's not even just mental. It's just, like, kind of understanding each other and where.
And I feel like that makes you feel so good, too, on the court. And especially, like you said, Sid, with, like, encouraging each other when you get a point, like, that boosts your like mental set as well, just cheering, so like screaming and shoving each other.
That sounds so bad. Screaming and shoving each other. Oh, but yeah, that's true. You get hyped.
Okay, thank you guys for coming. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having us.
You are listening to the Radio Wrap on KYMN 95.1, The One. Tune in next week for more sports.
Do you have an event coming up? Are you planning a wedding, graduation, concert, or grand opening? Stop down to Biomeans Graphics in the heart of downtown Northfield and meet with our professional team. Let us help you with the tasks on your to-do list. Biomeans Graphics can help you with invitations, save the dates, or print marketing materials to help you advertise your event. Biomeans Graphics is a proud publisher of the Entertainment Guide, and we'd be happy to help you spread the word. Visit us at 17 Bridge Square or give us a call at 507-663-7937.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
As a locally owned business here in our community since 1995, we know what it takes to keep your office complex clean. Hi, this is Beth from ServiceMaster by Iyett. We hire and train the best people in the industry, allowing them to become an extension of your staff. We offer daily, weekly, and monthly janitorial services to over 100 businesses in our community. Call us today at 507-366-7149 and demand the yellow van.
Demand the yellow van. Call ServiceMaster.
Just Food Co-op is your locally owned natural food grocer. Sure, we've got locally produced meats, a great selection of fresh produce, and hormone-free dairy products. But did you know we also carry mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tater tots, and cheese puffs? Minus the MSG and other artificial additives you really don't want your family eating. There's something for everyone's taste buds at the Co-op. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Hi, it's me again. I told you at the beginning of the season, my favorite twin was Byron Buxton. Since then, he's put together an all-star season with 25-plus homers.
Byron Buxton, stay hot!
And sensational defense.
Number 25 on display again tonight in downtown Minneapolis.
Jump on the Buck Truck. That's our Twins tradition. Come share yours.
Your chance to secure Twins postseason priority is with a flexible 2023 season ticket plan. Visit twinsbaseball.com/season tickets.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for another Saturday. Thank you so much to Janet Smith and Blake Kane. Janet, of course, the boys' new cross-country coach, and Blake, the new girls' soccer coach. They take on Prior Lake this afternoon, and of course, the cross-country team gets up and running on September 1st up here on the hill up at St. Olaf. Thanks to Liz Campbell and the captains, Cindy James, Annalise Larson, and Tegan Timperley for joining us this morning on the Raider Wrap. Join us each and every week on the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1, the 1, KYMN, AM 1080. If you miss any of it and you want to hear back some of that, just go to kymnradio.net. Select programs and select the Raider Wrap, then click on the little date moniker down at the bottom left, and you can hear all of today's program at the touch of a finger. We thank you so much for joining us again. We look forward to joining you and seeing you next week right here on KYMN. Have a great day, guys. It's going to be a little bit rainy and throughout the rest of the day, a high around 81, so get used to it. This is kind of going to be what it's going to be like for today and tomorrow. Sunny skies and 80 degrees on Monday. So bright, sunshiny days ahead. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
The Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club is the premier shooting sports venue in Minnesota.